didn't pay attention. Carl relaxed somewhat, but he wasn't convinced that even a fraction of what he told Myron would register. Myron was physically strong and eager to please, but a shortage in the smarts department made him a risk to Carl's carefully laid plans. On the plus side, Carl needed a Myron Hutz. He needed a non-thinker who did what he was told when he was told to do it, without question or argument or scruple. Even if he'd been a fucking Einstein with gray matter to spare, Myron was missing a conscience. Myron wouldn't go squeamish on him if things got ugly. And speaking of ugly, Myron was one butt-ugly dude. His skin had only a trace of pigmentation. Most of his coloration was concentrated in his lips. They were large and unnaturally red. By contrast, the irises of his eyes were virtually colorless. Pale, sparse eyebrows and lashes made his vacuous gaze appear even emptier. His hair was thin but coarsely textured, radiating from his head like crinkled wire. It was almost white. He was particularly unattractive with the half-mastigated nougat center of a payday oozing from the corners of his fleshy lips. Many would wonder why he and Myron were pals, when the contrast between them was so striking. Carl was tall, dark, and handsome. He worked out with weights when the mood struck him, but he religiously did push-ups and sit-ups in his cell to keep his torso hard. He had a killer smile that was reminiscent of a young Warren Beatty. At least, that's what he'd been told.